Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? One of the big topics in the United States is the failure of the school systems. Now, I don't claim to be an expert in education, but you hear it all the time. The test scores are down. Other countries are educating their children in math and science in a more proficient way than we are in the United States, that we are lagging behind in education. And there are many reasons for that, but let me give you my thoughts on education. The problem that I think, that I believe, is that education today is outdated. We're not teaching children what they need to know to excel in life. We're not teaching children what they need to know and what they're interested in. So if you have a child that's going to school and they have no interest whatsoever in what you're teaching them, they're not going to listen. They're not going to pay attention. And yes, we have to teach them the mathics, the basics, English, math, science. But we really should think this through and think about, what do we need in the future? What kind of education is best for our children, or what kind of education is best for your children? You know, there are many people coming out of college today who absolutely have big student loans. They have, even if they are excellent students and they've made the dean's list, they really haven't created a place for themselves in society. So that brings us to business. How does that relate to business? Business people hire employees. Every single person that we hire has a different level of education, a different level of understanding, and a different level of what their needs are to understand. So one of the mistakes that I think that we can correct in business that they're not correcting in the school system is we can actually think about the person we're hiring, and we can think about how we're going to educate them. Educate them in our business. Educate them in how we sell our product. Educate them in how we close a deal. Educate them in what our culture is in our company. We can't just say one size fits all. If we decide and we say, okay, here is a person that's coming to work for us. Here are the skills that they have. Here's what they can do. Here's what they understand. Here's what they don't understand. So I'm going to either mentor them or coach them or find someone to coach them to really help them be successful, to bring them up to speed. So if we take every individual person in the company and we start thinking about what that position needs, what that person needs, and what will be helpful to them to understand how to be successful, not only will they be grateful, but they'll also be interested. And why do people have turnover? Well, you know, people will say they have turnover because they want a better job, and that's true. They want more money, and that's true. But if we're educating our people, our coworkers, in the right way, they won't want to leave. They'll be interested. They'll come to work with anticipation of learning something, of being part of something, of succeeding. And because they'll be doing such a great job, it really won't be a problem giving them more compensation, will it? Because they'll be making more money for the company. So education is really important, and it's important for you, the CEO, president, or business owner. What don't you know? What do you need to educate yourself in? What are you going to do to move your company forward? What you know is fine, but what don't you know? And you don't know what you don't know. And the people coming to work for you don't know what they don't know. So we have to really give it a thought. You have to be not only a business person, we are in business to make a profit, but you have to be an educator. You have to understand the needs of the customer. You have to understand the needs of the people. You have to understand how to educate the customer along with educating the particular person that you're that's working for you. And different positions will require different thinking and different education. You know, someone who's a salesperson is not going to want to understand or know the same things that a construction worker does. Or maybe a construction worker does want to know. Or possibly we have someone in the administrative office and they have special needs, and maybe they want you to educate the sales force as to how to fill out paperwork so they're not inundated with paperwork that doesn't make any sense. We need to make sure that we're thinking through our positions. All of our people are great people. They want to succeed. How are we going to help them succeed? Every single position, sales, construction, software, administrative, even people that clean the office, let's get them educated. Let's bring them into the fold. Let's get them to understand the business. Everybody that understands more about the business and everybody that sees that you really care about them and you're helping them succeed in their career will help you succeed in your company. This is Howard LeWinter, and I hope that you are being very successful this year. I hope that you're educating the people, and I more than hope, I know that you will do it. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.